Today, we are celebrating a very holy festival. Today is the first day of Chandan Yatra. During the heat of the summer, for 21 days, Lord Sri Krishna has his entire transcendental body covered with fragrant sandalwood pulp. The idea is, this time of the year is the summer, when it is very hot. And the purpose of a devotee's life is to give Krishna pleasure. Therefore, devotees, at great cost of both wealth as well as energy, devotees work to offer this nice sandalwood for Krishna's pleasure, to keep him cool. This is the purpose of life, to give Krishna pleasure. During this holy samskara of marriage, it is really meant for the same purpose, to give Krishna pleasure. The Bhagavatam explains, Samsidir Haritoshanam, Atapum Vir Vijastreshtash Varna Shram Vibhagasha, Shvanushyatasya Dharamasya Samsidir Haritoshanam. That at every stage of life, the success of our occupation, the success of our vows, is to please Krishna. Marriage in this age of Kali Yuga is very difficult. In fact, this whole age of Kali Yuga is like the heat of the summer. The burning, scorching flames of material existence are causing so many people so much suffering. But we should know that relief does not come by making our own separate arrangements, but it comes by pleasing Krishna. Today, Sachisuta Das and Leela Devi Dasi are coming together to take sacred vows. And the vows that they are taking today is not like the ordinary materialistic marriages of this world, where people make a contract simply to live together for the maintenance and satisfaction of the body and senses, and to produce some offspring to continue the generations of our dynasties. Because this is all maya, it is all illusion. They have come together to make vows of sacrifice for the service of God, for the pleasure of God. The real meaning of marriage is when the husband and the wife make vows that they will never part. They will always remain together through happiness and distress, through good times and bad times. Under all circumstances, they will remain united to assist one another in serving Krishna. Because human form of life is meant for self-realization. It is not meant for self-preservation. Self-realization means to understand that we are the eternal servants of Krishna. We are not these bodies, that we have an eternal home in the spiritual world. Generally, the idea of grihamedi life, materialistic household life, is when a man and a woman get married to create a home in this world. And they work so hard to maintain their home and to furnish their home and to make it more and more fit for enjoyment. But we understand that our real home is Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. The home in this world is just a temporary stopping place. So therefore, in Krishna consciousness, we want to make our home Vaikuntha, by putting Krishna in the center, by inviting devotees to our home, by inviting the deity of the Lord into our home, by engaging all of the assets that Krishna gives us in our home for Krishna's service. And then this temporary home does not become a deep, dark well, but it actually becomes a springboard by which we can go back home, back to Godhead, our original home. And the greatest need in human society is for grihasthas, married couples, to live by this principle. The whole society is becoming more and more degenerated, degraded. Why? It is mainly because people come together not for a holy purpose of self-realization, but they come together like the animals simply for material enjoyment. And if there are examples in this world of happily married couples who are really living according to the principles of self-control and charity and devotion to God, such examples can give light to this whole world, and it is the greatest compassion. It is the greatest service. So we are very pleased and very proud that these two wonderful devotees, Sachisuta and Lila, are coming together to accept their vows of marriage in the holy place of Radha Gopinath Temple. They are coming together to make their lives a joint offering to the service of Guru, Krishna, and the Vaishnavas. Sachisuta Prabhu and Lila Devi have been very exemplary, very deeply loved by all the devotee society for many years. They have both demonstrated very, very serious dedication to spiritual life and to the highest service of humanity. And today it is a very, very auspicious occasion. Today we are all so fortunate to witness two people offering their lives in the service of God and humanity. So on this day, on behalf of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and all of our disciplic succession, we want to pray that Sachisuta and Lila can live very happily together in Krishna consciousness throughout their entire lives. And I pray that Sachisuta Prabhu, that you selflessly dedicate your life to being a perfect example, guiding your wife on the path of devotion, and make that your first and foremost priority of life. And Lila Devi, it is my prayer and hope that you are willing to accept whatever sacrifice comes to assist your husband by helping him in his service to Guru and Krishna, and by always remaining very chaste and very patient in your responsibilities as a Krishna conscious wife, and both of you to remain always strict in your sadhana by chanting 16 rounds every day minimum, by following the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness, and by really making your lives a charitable offering, especially to the Vaishnavas, to assist them in their great service to the Lord. And through the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, actually all obstacles can be overcome. And it is my prayer that you live very happily and go back home, back to Godhead, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And I would like to request all of the assembled devotees to raise your arms very high and very loudly offer your blessings, pray for your blessings for Sachisuta Prabhu and Lila Devi by chanting Hari Bol. Thank you very much.
His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj ki, Veera Prabhupada ki.
હરે કૃષ્ણ મહારાજની જે કાંઈ પ્રવચન દિલા त्याचा संक्षिप्त सार अशा प्रकारे आहे. महाराज सांगत होते की आज चंदन यात्रा सुरू होत आहे, अतिशय कृष्ण भावना पद्धतीमधील मोठा उत्सव ज्यामध्ये भक्ताच्या जीवनामध्ये केवळ एकच उद्देश असतो, तो म्हणजे भगवंताला प्रसन्न करणं आणि भगवंताला आनंद देणं. तर उन्हाळ्यामध्ये जे भक्त असतात ते आपले संपूर्ण पैसे किंवा आपली शक्ती खर्च करून भगवंताच्या या सुंदर विग्रहावर ते चंदनाचा लेप लावतात. याच्यामागचा उद्देश केवळ एकच आहे की भगवंत एक व्यक्ती आहेत आणि त्यांना ते अन्न द्यायचा प्रयत्न करतात. आणि शास्त्रामध्ये सांगितलेलं आहे संसिद्धी हरितोषणम, की भक्तांच्या जीवनाचा केवळ एकच उद्देश आहे, तो म्हणजे भगवान श्री हरी यांना प्रसन्न करणं. तर कलियुगात एका दृष्टीनं पाहिलं तर या भौतिक अस्तित्वाच्या या ठिकाणी लग्न करणं अतिशय अवघड आहे. परंतु या ठिकाणी सचिसुत प्रभू आणि लीला माताजी आज एकत्र येत आहेत प्रतिज्ञा घेण्यासाठी. परंतु ही प्रतिज्ञा किंवा ही त्यांची जी कमिटमेंट आहे ही एखाद्या भौतिकवादी लोकांप्रमाणे नाही आहे. कारण भौतिकवादी लोक जेव्हा एकत्र येतात ते केवळ शारीरिक सुखासाठी आणि इंद्रिय तृप्तीसाठी एकत्र येतात. परंतु ते आज एकत्र येत आहेत सचिसुत प्रभू आणि लीला माताजी केवळ भगवंताच्या आनंदासाठी आणि गुरु आणि वैष्णवांच्या सेवेसाठी. तर ते जीवनातील चांगल्या किंवा वाईट अशा कोणत्याही स्थितीत एकत्र राहून भगवंताची सेवा करतील. मनुष्य जीवनाचा उद्देश आहे आत्मसाक्षात्कार आणि भगवंताचं प्रेम प्राप्त करणं. परंतु जे भौतिकवादी ग्रहामध्ये लोक असतात ते एकत्र येतात आणि ते या घरामध्ये घर बांधण्यासाठी इंद्रतृप्तीसाठी. पण भक्तांना माहिती आहे की आपलं जे खरं घर आहे ते आहे वैकुंठ धाम, आणि म्हणून ते आपल्या घरांनाच वैकुंठधाम बनवतात. आणि त्यामुळे ते घर म्हणजे एक अशी जागा बनते की जेथून ते भगवतधामात परत जाऊ शकतात. तर अशी अनेक उदाहरणं आहेत ज्यामध्ये अनेक भक्तांनी म्हणजे विशेषतः पतीपत्नी आत्मसंयम, भगवंताची भक्ती, भक्तांची सेवा या भक्तीच्या तत्वावर आधारित अशा कल्पनेमुळे ते एकत्र येतात आणि एक आदर्श असं समाजासाठी उदाहरण ठेवतात. तर सचिसुत प्रभू आणि लीला माताजी आज एकत्र येत आहेत गुरूंच्या सेवेसाठी आणि भगवंताच्या आनंदासाठी. दोघेही अतिशय चांगले भक्त आहेत आणि एक आदर्श भक्त कसा असावा याचं ते दोघंही उदाहरण सर्व जगाला देत आहेत आणि आज ते एकत्र येत आहेत. तर आज मी प्रार्थना करतो की श्रील प्रभुपाद आणि सर्व आपले मागील आचार्य परंपरेमधील या सर्वांची त्यांना आशीर्वाद मिळोत आणि गुरूंच्या आशीर्वादानं, वैष्णवांच्या आशीर्वादानं आणि मागील आचार्यांच्या आशीर्वादानं एक जर ते ह्या भक्तीच्या पद्धतीमध्ये गंभीरतेनं राहिले, साधना त्यांनी स्ट्रिक्ट ठेवली आणि वैष्णवांची सेवा केली आणि सर्व भक्तीच्या ज्या विधी आहेत त्या केल्या, तर निश्चित एक दिवस भगवतधामात परत जातील. हरे कृष्ण.
Human life is not meant for any other purpose than self-realization. The essence of all Vedas is the Vedanta Sutra. In the first aphorism it is said, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you have achieved this rare human birth, the soul, which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, ever distinct from the body that it is temporarily encaged in, has been revolving and evolving through 8 million species of life until it ultimately comes to the human form. And this human form is meant to realize, who are we? What is our eternal nature? Who is God, the source and goal of everything that exists? And what is our relationship with God? How could we actually perform the best possible service to humanity? And how can we free ourselves from the sufferings of this temporary world? When people ask these questions and strive to make these solutions, then human life actually begins. Human culture is based on the principle of purifying our lives. The samskara of marriage is one of the most important and holy of all ceremonies within a man and woman's life. It is a dedication to Krishna that the husband and the wife, they are not coming together simply for a social or economic solution to their problems. They are coming together to actually solve the ultimate problem, to be one body. In marriage, the two bodies of the man and woman become one. Their hearts become one. Their mind becomes one in the service of the Lord. And by living according to this principle, we can actually do such tremendous service to God and society. And this is the great need in human existence today. The great need is not more technology or more medical sciences or more money. The world has more of these things than ever before, and there are more problems than ever before. The greatest need in society is for exemplary human beings like Hemant and Ruchi, who are coming together to live pure moral lives, charitable lives. And the greatest charity is to give inspiration of how to know and serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Today, we are all witnessing one of the most holy events we will ever see in our life. Two people who are dedicating their lives to the highest goal. And through their lifestyle, through the unity of their relationship with each other, they will undoubtedly attract and inspire hundreds and hundreds, perhaps thousands of people toward the path of Dharma. And I am personally so indebted and grateful to them for this. And I would like to say to both of you on this auspicious day, please be grateful for the gift that Krishna has given you in the form of each other. Do not see your partner as an object of your proprietorship. Rajakumari is the property of Krishna, and she is today being entrusted in your care to love, respect, and help for your guidance and inspiration to increase the purity of her consciousness and the sincerity of her service to God. And do not think that your husband, Krishna Kumar, is just your husband. He is actually representative property of Krishna. And he is being given to you for you to assist and serve in a most faithful and chaste way throughout your entire life. In this material world, many obstacles will come upon us. But the test of our devotion is the obstacles, the crises, the problems should bring you closer together in your dedication to the cause in which you have come together today. Marriage is not simply a temporary arrangement for our convenience. It is the most grave and serious responsibility in all the world to remain faithful to each other, to remain pure, and to remain always wholesome in the service of Krishna. Rajakumari and Krishna Kumar, Hemant and Ruchi, are really very sincere, very pure-hearted, very dedicated souls, dearly loved by anyone who knows them, very responsible, and I am just so happy to see them come together to share their lives in Krishna's service. On behalf of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and on behalf of the whole disciplic succession of great acharyas and Radha and Krishna, I would like to offer the most auspicious and sacred blessings upon both of you today. The blessing that you remain happily together in service to Krishna and His devotees throughout your whole lives, and that you perfect your human existence and return back home, back to Godhead, according to Krishna's desire. And I humbly appeal to all of you, noble souls who are assembled together, to shower your blessings and prayers upon Raja Kumari and Krishna Kumar by raising your arms and loudly chanting Hari Bol. Actually, according to the Shastra, Nama Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagan Mangala Mangasham. This means the name of Krishna makes everything most auspicious. So I would appeal to all of you, let us show our love for this wonderful couple by invoking Krishna's auspicious blessings by chanting His holy names. So everyone please raise your arms very high and repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very loudly, please. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama. Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare
Rama.
Rama
Rama. Hare
Hare.
One more time with great feeling.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare
Rama.
Rama
Rama.
Hare
Hare. You are both happy? Thank you very much.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.